Show admission, a complete dinner with soup, salad, bread. Soup, salad, bread. Have you ever had soup, salad, bread? It's good. It's a very moist kind of a spicy bread. Soup, salad, bread. Well, it depends what kind of soup they make it with. Choice of six entrees, coffee and dessert, everything from soup to nuts. Well, you get it. The nuts are downstairs because after you have the dinner, you go downstairs to the comedy club. And for instance, tonight, Jonathan Solomon, Greg Poole, and headliner Chris Rush will be entertaining you, tickling your funny bone. So that's the deal. That's the package. Each and every Sunday, $12.95 gets you the show admission as well as the complete dinner. So for the best in dining and comedy, it's Rascals, New Jersey's premier comedy club / restaurant in West Orange, New Jersey. For more information and reservations, here's the phone number, area code 201-736-2726, 201-736-2726. Now, I've spoken about Rascals before because it's a place that I frequent quite a bit, and a really stupid, embarrassing thing happened to me at Rascals the other night. My daughter, Kate, she's 6 years old, right? She loves to go to Rascals and sit at the bar. Now, they got a real nice, fancy bar, and people do at this bar what people will do at this bar. They drink, and they converse, and they flirt. And they don't really want to see six-year-old kids, but see, everybody at Rascals loves Kate so much that they don't care what she does. So she goes and she sits at the bar, you know, she orders a 7-Up or she orders a glass of milk, and she talks to the barmaids, talks to the bartenders. She'll pick up a conversation with just about anybody, you know, some old drunk slouched down on the bar and say, "Hey, little girl." And she'll talk to them about anything. So Kate and I were in Rascals, and she wanted to go to the bar for a drink, so we kind of ambled on over, moseyed on over, and got up on the stools, and she ordered her 7-Up, and I ordered an iced tea. The bartender brings me this drink that doesn't look like iced tea. I taste it, and it doesn't taste like iced tea. I don't know what it tastes like, but for one thing, it was carbonated. And I looked at the bartender and I said, "What is this?" And he said, "It's an iced tea." I said, "Why is it carbonated?" And he said, "Well, because I put a little spritz of Coke in it, you know, for the color." And am I dense? Am I stupid or what? This guy is putting Coca-Cola in iced tea? Now, of course, I asked for it with a twist of lemon. He thought I was weird, man. He makes, there's a liquor drink. You know about this? There's a liquor drink called iced tea, which is made up of, like, vodka and gin and all kinds. Like, it's this amalgam of all sorts of horrible liquors. And they put a little spritz of Coke in it to give it some color and to give it some effervescence, you know? The guy thought, since I was sitting at the bar, I was ordering that liquor drink. I was ordering a real, you know, like a glass of iced tea, brewed, you know, caffeinated tea with a little twist of lemon. So I'm ordering his drink, and he said, "Twist of lemon? This guy's got strange taste." So when it finally became apparent what had happened, he said, "There's liquor in that." I said, "Oh, jeez, man." And I wanted to, like, you know, sink into the floor. A stupid embarrassment. But, John, you never heard of it, right? You did hear of it. See, everybody knows it, right? Everybody knows what an iced tea is, except me, because I don't drink. I don't hang out in bars, you know.
Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea, right. That's what's in it.
God, I don't know.
It's vodka and a bunch of other things, right? And some liqueurs, I guess, or something to make it sweet.
It looks like iced tea, though.
Yeah, well, they put a little Coca-Cola in it to fool you. And, you know, when you're expecting one taste and you get another taste, it's really shocking. So be careful what you order when you when you go to Rascals. Make sure you know what the ingredients are. Once again, their phone number for information and reservations for the Sunday night special. Chris Rush is there tonight. 201-736-2726. A real funny man. I promised you we'd bring Eric Anderson up to date. This is an album that he released earlier this year. The title of the album is Tight in the Night, and this is the title track. On 92.3 K-Rock.
Late show. It's way after hours. said, they're wiping up the bar. Waitresses are dividing the tips. People stumble into their cars. It's another Saturday night. Regulars have gone home. We're stuck at this table right now. We got nowhere to go. I said, tight in the night. Isn't it only tight in the night? Never be lonely, tight in the night. When you got something, when you got something you love. When you got something you love.
Eric Anderson, title track from his most recent album. This one is from a band called Smash Palace. Juliet, to me.
All the things.
a record that's been sitting in my to-be-listened-to pile for months and months and months, and I finally got around to listening to it, and I kind of like it. Smash Palace is the name of the band. Juliet to Me, the title of the tune. Let's stick with Romeo and Juliet. This is Thin Lizzy, the late Phil Lynott.
Romeo and the Lonely Girl, they seem to hit it off. Till Romeo, he told the lonely girl, I must take my leave, my love. And with these few words I overheard, thought I would move in. But before I could, the lonely girl had fallen in love with me. Guy you'd like to burn, but everything that Romeo had, you can bet it was well earned. For all his good looks, there were scars that he took and a lesson to be learned. Never judge lovers by good looking covers, the lover might be spurned.
From Thin Lizzy on 92.3 K-Rock. We'll continue the theme. Get back to Romeo and Juliet right after this.
You don't give your word, then go back on the deal. You don't shake a man's hand unless that's how you feel. The best way to show you mean what you say is man to man, the American way. Miller's made the American.
American way, born and brewed in the USA. contains no additives or preservatives. Purity you can see, quality you can taste.
Miller's made the American way.
Miller Brewing Company, Fulton, New York.
Worldwide travel, low fares anywhere. May I help you?
Yeah, I got a taste for sushi.
Sorry, sir. We're a travel agency, not a Japanese restaurant.
Okay, then book me to Tokyo right away, free.
Tokyo, free?
As soon as possible, on United Airlines.
I can see you've been flying United up and down the East Coast a lot.
I've been to almost every one of United's 18 cities, north and south, making sure, of course, that I fly through Washington's Dulles International.
Of course.
Earning a United Mileage Plus segment for every trip.
You can't eat a United Mileage Plus segment.
No, but as few as 8 segments earns me a free flight on United.
And more Mileage Plus segments?
More free flights. 50 segments earns me free travel to one of 13 cities in Asia or the South Pacific, or free travel to one of all 50 states, or Canada, or Mexico, or the Bahamas.
Quite a choice.
Isn't United's Mileage Plus great? Sushi is just the beginning. Next is enchiladas in Mexico, platypus pie in Australia. Just kidding.
You're not just flying.
Sure pays to fly United through Dulles.
What's to eat in Washington?
There's always lunch at the White House.
Of course.
You're flying the friendly skies.
Speaking of food... Munching on some fruit here. There's a guy in a bow tie. Just delivered this incredible tray of breakfast food to us. Your special invitation to the Breakfast Club. We'd like to introduce ourselves. We are the Breakfast Club. We would like to invite you to spoil yourself or treat a friend with breakfast in bed. Or on the radio in front of millions of people. Breakfast features fresh squeezed juice, just-baked muffins, croissants, and bagels, specially selected preserves, carefully chosen cheeses, the freshest fruits, sparkling champagne, fresh-brewed coffee and teas, fresh-cut flowers, and a special after-breakfast mint, elegantly prepared and promptly delivered. Isn't that neat? The Breakfast Club helps you welcome your weekend mornings in a way you want to greet them, unharrowing and completely pampering. $25 serves one, $35 serves two. We'll even deliver the morning paper. Start your day by spoiling yourself with the breakfast. What a neat idea. I guess they're in Manhattan. 593-2160. I mean, they sent breakfast. At least I can do is give their phone number out. 593-2160. If you want breakfast in bed this morning. John's going to go eat my bread. I'm going to eat the fruit, and John's going to eat the croissants and bagels. And we'll... good stuff. And we'll all listen to... it's another Romeo song. This one is called Romeo and Jane. You remember a guy named Tonio K? Several years back, a song called Life in the Food Chain. Speaking of food and melon and croissants and bagels. Speaking of croissants, today's the day they make the, what is it, like a 400-foot-long croissant in Peekskill, New York? Isn't today the day they do that? Imagine delivering that to somebody for breakfast in bed. Well, this guy, Tony O'K, several years back had this song that got played a lot on this kind of radio, a song called Life in the Food Chain, and he's just released a new album. One of those names I thought I'd never hear from again, but here he is. A song from the album entitled Romeo and Jane on K-Rock.
Soon the National Enquirer are on the front pages. I saw Shakespeare and Cheetah crying in their margaritas. Bad news. They said Romeo loves Jane. The jungle. In a world
in the heat of wild love, how can anybody tame them? You see, they have fallen east of Eden now. Oh yeah.
It's insane.